with Matt Munier, who's Senior Vice President of Development and Operations for Minnesota Sports and Events, and some exciting news this week in terms of Minneapolis events. The Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament in 2023 and 2024 coming to the Target Center, and the Men's Tournament coming to the Target Center in 2024. So three events over the course of two Marches. And Matt, first of all, good to see you.
Great to see you, Mike, and thanks for having me today.
Yeah, exciting times, right? I mean, that was, I'll admit, I'm usually, especially if it involves potential Gopher news, I usually have, a finger on it. I might hear a little rumbling here or there, and either I was totally out of it, which could be the case, or this was a fairly well-kept secret. It was, bang, all of a sudden it's out, and three Big Ten tournament events are coming to the Twin Cities.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. So it was definitely a long bid process, very competitive with other cities trying to secure these Big Ten basketball tournaments. So we were very excited that it was finally able to be announced publicly from the Big Ten and Commissioner Kevin Warren. So that was fantastic news to really celebrate and build off the momentum we have created. Coming off of Women's Final Four was a massive, massive success for Minneapolis and our state, quite honestly, and getting positive media exposure. I mean, there was a New York Times article about Minnesota's having its moment. We're a mecca of women's basketball. I mean, those types of media plays, you can't put a price tag on that positive coverage. So it's great to continue the momentum, especially with women's basketball. As you know, Mike, our community supports women's events in a way that nobody else does around the country, I think, and particularly in the youth girls basketball side, we have the highest participation rate in the country. So when we host these big time women's basketball events, it's a fantastic opportunity for locals to come and see these superstars really in the women's basketball world. And so we're just really grateful for the opportunity, to host these events for the first time in Minnesota.
So I have to ask, did you guys know maybe before the Final Four, or was the Big Ten waiting to see just how well you guys would do in terms of the host city and then say, yeah, this is what we want to do? Did the Final Four have an impact on what the Big Ten chose?
Yeah, I think it definitely had an impact. I mean, our city really showed out in a really positive way from the branding and the signage all around downtown, the airport. I mean, our friends at MSB Airport did a fantastic job with the team arrivals, and we had a fantastic welcome experience for all four teams that came to town. And then, of course, showing that our locals really came out and supported some of the free ancillary events like the Fan Fest over at the Minneapolis Convention Center. We had the highest attendance for that event since 2015 for the NCAA. So things like that, and having, of course, sellout crowds both nights, demonstrated to the Big Ten, which, by the way, we had a few of them here to see the Final Four, Women's Final Four in person, which was great. It really demonstrated to the Big Ten that, our community really supports women's basketball events, and they could really then envision their tournaments doing well here, because we want to take the Big Ten women's and men's basketball tournaments to the next level, quite honestly. I mean, we know here locally that Minnesota is a huge basketball community. If you look at all the success the youth level has had in generating top recruits on a national level, we know, the Minnesota Timberwolves right now in the playoffs, it's going to be a rocking crowd over at Target Center. The Lynx have one of the strongest fan bases. And then, of course, at the collegiate level, if you look at the success of the men's program and the women's program, they're building something. And we know the fans love to support those two coaches and the program. So there's just a lot of positive synergy around basketball in this community. And so demonstrating that in person to the Big Ten folks really did make an impact, we believe, on us being selected.
Couple of questions financially, because certainly at the end of the day, that's part of your charge, right? Your group's charge is, it's fun for people from the Twin Cities to get to host these events. But at the end of the day, it really does come down to, is this an event that makes sense? And can it help the hospitality industry? Can it help, whether you make money or not, the image thing is great, right? It's free publicity on national TV. But locally, if people are going to work at it, you're going to want to see some results. So is there any early returns on what the Final Four meant, and any projections to what these three events in terms of the Big Ten tournament might mean?
Yeah, great question. So we're actually working with a local CSL, a company to conduct an economic impact study on the women's Final Four now that we have the actuals and the numbers that we can plug into. So hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll have some really concrete data to share and report. But you know, the early returns are incredibly positive in terms of the impact on the hotel community across the region. We saw significant jumps in occupancy and average daily rate with our hotel partners, who, of course, you know, they've really been hurting coming off of the pandemic and everything that our community has gone through. So big time events like these are so meaningful now coming out of that. Everyone has a greater appreciation of what these events mean for the downtown area and the hospitality community. So it's going to be a very positive thing with all the visitors that came to town with the women's Final Four. And then for the Big Ten tournament, you know, I know Indianapolis reported estimated economic impact around $15 million when they hosted the women's and the men's, if they combine those two together. It's going to mean a lot of visitors coming to our region. You know, particularly what we like about the Big Ten tournaments, all 14 teams from the Big Ten Conference right. get to participate. So rather than just having four teams into town, each tournament represents 14 different fan bases. And it's going to be tournament central. I mean, over 5 days at Target Center, there's going to be 13 games played, and we're going to crown a Big Ten champion. And of course, as you know, Mike, the Big Ten is maybe the best conference in college basketball, both on the men's and women's side, especially top to bottom. We really love the quality of the teams in the Big Ten Conference. So it's going to be just a really festive atmosphere for all three tournaments with so many games being played here. And there's going to be a lot of really exciting players and coaches coming to town. So we can't wait to host these events. I mean, as early as next year, the Big Ten tournament will be coming to Target Center March 1st through the 5th for women. So it's going to mean a lot of activity in downtown and across the region. We know folks will go check out Mall of America, the visitors. They love to go check that out while they're in town. So there'll be a lot of touch points throughout the community for people to go check out. But of course, it's all centered around hoops at Target Center.
And when you think about Target Center, it's a central spot, obviously downtown. You got the Skyway system, the hotels, restaurants hooked in. As you mentioned, the mall, obviously no Skyway, but there are some other auxiliary things people can do. But how key was it in your bid, not just for the Big Ten events, but any other event that Target Center gets, that you've got a Skyway system, particularly in March, you never know, right, weather-wise.
Yep.
And there's connection and there's restaurants and hotels, right around there, right around the event. Because I know, look, hey, I travel with the Gopher team. We go to, when it's in Chicago, for example, we stay downtown and then we're on a bus a long ways away to, out to the United Center. Fine event, fine city, but we go to Indy and it's great. We're right downtown. Spencer Tollickson and I, put on our briefcase and we walk four blocks to the stadium. I would think that that's a good selling point for Minneapolis, that the teams can all basically be, I would guess, close, if not walking distance, pretty close to the venue.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mike. That's one of our selling points for when we're going out to bid and host these events, is to demonstrate the walkability and our compact urban footprint and the connectivity, like, as you said, with the team hotels. I mean, each of these Big Ten tournaments, like I said, 14 teams, we could have 14 different team hotels all within 10 blocks of Target Center, pretty much all connected by Skyway. So that accessibility and convenience is really, really important, because it saves time. It enhances the student athlete's experience. If they can walk, or just if they can see the venue from their hotel, it's just a much more enjoyable experience. And, folks like the Big Ten really responded to that, and having that connectivity in the Skyway means a lot to the fans too. Because as you said, weather, we can't necessarily guarantee weather, but we can guarantee the Skyways are usually about 70 degrees and comfortable and open for these events. So that's one of our big assets that we like to sell for sure.
You said the women's, of course, we're less than a year away now from the first, the first of the two that you'll be hosting, about 2 years away from when you host both. So it's probably way too early to talk about tickets and ticket sales and all that. But I'm guessing for the real diehard basketball fans listening, that's maybe the first question they're going to have when they either read that news this week, or maybe, they have lived in a cave the last few days and now they're hearing this interview going, I'd like to go watch. So will there be a hierarchy of trying to, if local fans want to get tickets and all that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to make sure this event, all three tournaments, are really accessible to locals. And so we'll work closely with the Big Ten to identify the timeline for ticket sales Traditionally, tickets will go on sale a little bit later in the year, obviously. So we got a little bit of time, but we want to spread the message so people are aware of when those ticket sales will launch, because we want folks to have the opportunity. And they're going to be very reasonably priced tickets, particularly for the women's basketball tournament, for a family of four to be able to attend these games. And like I said, there's going to be a lot of games to choose from, 13 games over 5 days. It's going to be a really affordable experience. And so looking forward to sharing those opportunities. You know, a quick story for the women's Final Four, we actually got a call from a dad in Duluth who is had two young daughters who play girls basketball. And he called, he said, boy, I wasn't even aware that the women's Final Four was coming to Minneapolis. And we decided as a family, rather than fly south to warmer weather, we're going to do our family trip to Minneapolis for the women's Final Four, because we love women's basketball and it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. And that was just such a cool conversation that we had. It was like, you're right. These are great opportunities to bring world-class events in our own backyard for locals from all over Minnesota to experience these things. So we're really excited what these events mean for locals to experience tournaments that they have never had a chance to see in our own backyard. I mean, it's the first time any of these tournaments from the Big Ten will be held in Minnesota. So we're really proud of that fact and what it means for locals.
Yeah, and you mentioned the locals. And I would think, you know, to have, you know, it's a Big Ten footprint that has grown now to cover just about half the country. So you'll have people coming in from all over. But I also suppose Minneapolis proper, which is part of, I suppose, what you guys are overseeing as well, restaurants, hotels, and that, it's also going to be big that somebody from Burnsville or Blaine or Maple Grove, even the suburbs 20 minutes away, come in and maybe spend some money and hang out and take part in the events and attend the games and those kind of things.
Yep, exactly. And that's part of our pitch to the Big Ten, is that we know our community shows out and really supports these events. And that's the type of folks that you just identified, Mike, is we want locals who love basketball or want to support women's and men's collegiate basketball to come in and attend these events. And we're going to have some ancillary programming as well, other ways for folks to experience these events. So we'll kind of roll some of those plans out as we get closer to the dates, but know that it'll be a lot more than just basketball taking place. So we want to create really memorable experiences. And quite honestly, you know, we hope that we set records for attendance. So the Big Ten understands just how valuable and how well these events do in Minneapolis and in our region. So we can host these things on a regular rotation, because as you mentioned, Indianapolis and Chicago, they've kind of owned these events rotating every other year, especially women's basketball has almost primarily been held exclusively in Indianapolis. So this is our one opportunity to show that, you know, Minnesota comes out for these Big Ten basketball events. And if we can turn out like we think we will, if we can get locals to really support this event, create a memorable fan experience, we hope to host these things on a regular basis.
And you mentioned that part of it with the locals. I want to ask about your group, Minnesota Sports and Events, because I think a lot of people love the fact that a Super Bowl showed up here, a Final Four, both men's and women's, and the X Games and some of these great events, and now Big Ten basketball. But it doesn't just happen overnight, and it isn't just a click of the fingers. Tell us about your group and how you go about procuring these events for Minnesota.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. So Minnesota Sports and Events, it's our regional sports organization that represents kind of the Twin Cities area to really have a focused effort on bidding and hosting these mega events that drive economic impact, reputational impact, and we want to leave a lasting legacy with each of these events that comes to town. So it's an incredibly competitive time right now to secure these events, whether it's, you know, the Big Ten basketball tournament. We're trying to bring back a future women's Final Four, a future men's Final Four. There's events out there like NFL Draft and WrestleMania. There's a ton of events out there that drive significant impact. And we're really fortunate to have partners at the local Convention and Visitors Bureau. All the professional sports teams are on board. The venues are on board. We have one united community to really go after these events. And so we're working to create kind of a sustainable funding model so we can compete a little more with places like Indianapolis and in Texas and Ohio that have these funding models in place to secure these events on a much more regular basis than we have. So we believe we're going to get there hopefully in the near future and be more competitive and host these events, like you said, Mike, on a much more regular basis because it is competitive. Other markets out there are a little bit more advanced with us in terms of the funding and the financial package that they can offer to the NCAA and other event organizers out there. But we know if it's apples to apples, our community, we believe, is the best in the country, specifically our facilities and the people we have here, how our volunteers show up and welcome visitors to our region. We just have so many assets, and we're really proud of what we can bring to this community. And there's going to be a lot more great events to come. Trust us.
You've got these three Big Ten events. Anything else on the horizon sports fans in Minnesota should be looking forward to coming to town?
Yeah, I mean, we're constantly bidding on events. You know, as just mentioned yesterday publicly, we're one of a handful of cities that are under consideration to host Rugby World Cup in 2031, the men's, and Rugby World Cup women in 2023. So as crazy as it seems to talk about events in the 2030s decades, that just shows like how far out these event organizers are planning and selecting cities. So that's another event that's on our radar. We want to pursue a future Olympic trials in swimming and gymnastics. You know, having amateur athletes come to our market is something we've done really well. And of course, NCAA championships, as we mentioned, we want to bring back the Women's Final Four very soon because it was a successful event, a historic Women's Final Four, quite honestly, on a lot of levels, as well as, you know, a future Men's Final Four. If you had a chance to experience that, Mike, in 2019, yeah. It was just an awesome event to see so many people in downtown. And just really the energy was electric in downtown for the Men's Final Four. So we're trying to bring that back as well. And then, you know, hopefully we'll continue to be in the mix for a future Big Ten football championship. That event's been on our radar. And, you know, I think if we can demonstrate supporting the Big Ten women's and men's basketball events, and we'll certainly position ourselves to try to bring the Big Ten football championship to US Bank Stadium, because again, we believe it's the best stadium in the country, and we know we have a lot to offer the Big Ten and their fans and their student athletes to experience something different here in Minneapolis area.
Yeah, a lot of fun, no question about it. I know at one point there was, you guys were in the mix for the national championship in football. Is that potentially a thing on the docket, or have you guys decided to, you know, focus your energies elsewhere?
Yeah, it's definitely still on our radar, and we're continuing to, you know, look at all events and opportunities. But as you mentioned, Mike, I mean, you know, college football playoff is the premier college football championship event. Indianapolis did a great job this year. It's kind of the first northern climate market. And so we think maybe there's a new precedent there to move the event north and not just keep it in the southern climate. So hopefully we'll have an opportunity because, again, we feel US Bank Stadium would provide a fantastic experience for the two teams and the fan bases. And with all the connectivity and things that we have to offer here in this community, we know we would do a great job. So, yeah, that's an event that's on our radar as well, and hopefully we'll be able to host that someday.
Well, great. I know it was good news this week to get those three events on the calendar from the Big Ten, the women's tournaments in 2023 and 2024, and the men coming here in 2024. Matt, thanks so much. Great info. Best of luck, and it'll be here before you know it. We'll be like week of talking about it, and I know you got a lot of work. You and your group will have a lot of work to do between now and then.
Sounds good. Thanks for the opportunity, Mike, and you know, stay tuned for further updates about when those tickets go on sale.
We'll do. Sounds good.